Hey everyone, this is Michael Sparks, and it's the AMZL Dealer Training Call, and it's Monday, June 16th, 2014, and tonight we're going to talk about a variety of topics, but first, did you see that AMZL University registration is now open? I know we just finished AMZL University 2014, and I know we talked about it just about every single call last year, getting people ready, and I know we have a whole nother year to think about AMZL University 2015, which is May 17th through the 21st, but the time to put this on your calendar is right now. Block off that week, May 17th through the 21st. Request your vacation days. Tell your wife, hey, look, I'm coming. You're coming. We're all going to AMZL University. This is going to be probably the biggest AMZL University to date because they are putting the AMZL Direct Jobber Convention at the same time. So if you're not coming to AMZL University, better yet, you might want to say, well, I'll come as a direct jobber, then I get to come for free. So instead of paying $397 for the classes, you come as part of the convention for direct jobbers. And they have this convention typically every 2 or 3 years. So the convention is at the same time. It's in conjunction. And even if you haven't been to AMZL University, you can become a direct jobber and come for free. Nobody's stopping you from doing that. Maybe you might still want to take the AMZL University classes. That's, you know, up to you. But you can come for free as an AMZL direct jobber. And so they do have the registration for the AMZL University available. I did not see anything on there yet for direct jobbers, but I'm sure that will be coming. So first up, I want to congratulate Chuck Gottlieber for earning AMZL Direct Jobber, and this happened on June 1st of this year. And we were up at AMZL University and a little prematurely, but he had it in the bag. By May 10th, he was already qualified for the Direct Jobber, just had to wait till the end of the month. So we actually got to present Chuck with a nice plaque from myself and Alicia, telling him what a great job he did and to keep going. So, Chuck, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
Tell us how you feel about now that you're in the top 1% of AMZL dealers.
That feels good. It was a long time to get here. I thought I was never going to. I figured it would never happen. I was doubting myself from the beginning, but. You know, here it is 2 years or so later, and I made it. It was actually a little easier than I thought it was going to be. Just got to, you know, get to work and make it happen yourself. No one else is going to make it happen for you.
Well, that's right. So you're pretty steady, even from the very get-go of your AMZL business. You just steadily gained new customers on a pretty regular basis, right?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, we worked some events with Andre, my sponsor. He helped me out tremendously. He still does today. And from there, I did a few things on my own, started to get more comfortable, did one or two corporate events. Just, you know, online, on Facebook, everybody I talk to, wear all the, you know, AMZL clothing, everywhere I go, my truck's wrapped. There ain't nowhere I can go without somebody knowing that what I do. I mean, it definitely helps to do all them things. And doing it all in conjunction is definitely a plus.
Well, I know they say it takes money to make money, right? And right from the get-go, you kind of understood this, and you, when you were just barely started, I think you had your truck wrapped, right?
Yeah, it was probably a couple months in. Yeah, I figured if I want to try to do something, I want to try to do it all the way. You can't just throw, you know, a little bit of effort. It's all you're going to get back is a little bit of effort. So, I mean, you got to jump in with 2 feet and, you know, swing away and something's going to hit.
And you think having your truck wrapped, you think that has like a twofold mission?
Absolutely. I figure usually once a week I'm just driving home from work from the car dealership and my phone rings, you know, and it's the guy in back of me. Hey, I just took a picture. Is that you in the truck or phone? Yeah, it's me. He says, you mind if I take a picture so I can save your phone number? I said, just save it in your phone book right now. So, yeah, that happens quite often.
Good. And then the fact that your truck's wrapped every time you get in, it makes you feel like you're a real AMZL dealer, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so it inspires confidence on yourself to keep going, even when you know, if you've got magnets on your car, you can take those off and and be a dealer incognito, I guess. But when
it kind of helps you every time you step in your truck or you put some clothing on. It's like, you know, I did this for a reason. Getting in this truck, if I'm not going to work it, why have it on here? So it's there for a reason, and that reminds me every time I get in.
Yeah, yeah. So it's taken you about 2 years now, and congratulations on that. I know last year at the AMSOIL AMSOIL convention, the 40th convention, you made a promise to Mr. Amatuzio. What was that?
I told him I'd be your newest direct jobber come the following AMSOIL University. It wasn't a whole year, but I made the statistic. I would jump from account direct to direct dealer, direct jobber, and, you know, I got my recognition when I was there. So, I told him when I seen him there this year. I said, I kept my promise to you, so I'm your newest direct jobber. And sure enough, he's quite the honorary old man. He said, good job, kid. You know, keep up the good work, you know, all that good stuff. He's a piece of work.
What do you think about using account direct and kind of using the stepping stones? Did you feel that helped you at all? Saying, well, I'm going to go to this first and then this and then, you know, going up the ladder instead of just trying to do it all.
Absolutely, but at that point, I mean, once I'm at account direct, I mean, there's nowhere to go but to direct dealer, and from there, there's nowhere to go but to direct jobber. I mean, once you're direct dealer, you got them 3,000 commission credits in 1 month. That's it. You got to put, you know, two foot forward, and you need to get it 2 more months. I just couldn't see getting it 1 month and then stepping back and not earning that 3,000 commission credits the second month and having to start all over again for 3 months in a row. That wasn't happening. So, I mean, I just really went to work and got them next 2 months under the bag real, like you said, real fast. I was there before the 10th of May. I had to qualify by June. So I made sure they were there, you know, quick, fast, and hurry.
And do you see that your business, now that you've made direct jobber, I guess this is the first, well, really direct dealer, so you've really been, you know, qualifying at the 3,000. This is your fourth month right now. Do you find it easier, getting easier and easier so far?
Oh, yes. I mean, I realize I need to work, you know, work more with the accounts that I already have. I mean, it's always great to get new accounts. I mean, following up with retail and shelf accounts and commercial accounts, just getting back in there saying, hey, I'm still here. I'm still want to help you. And you know, you get a couple extra orders a month, and that helps you going forward. They're staying in front of my PCs. That helps me all the time. I'm on friends with maybe I have, you know, 150 PCs. I mean, I'm probably friends with half of them. The other half don't have Facebook or whatever. But, you know, I'm making sure I'm posting things here and there so they see it. So it keeps me in front of them. Instagram, I email them, text them, things of that nature, just to keep me in front of them. Even if they're not buying, just to, you know, remind them that, you know, somebody's here to help them. You know, I'm also working with the dealers I have now, the ones that really want to build a business. They're the ones I'm focusing on right now, trying to help them build their business to get to where I am and where you are and where we're all going to be someday.
Yeah.
That's the way I kind of been doing for the last couple months, and it seems to be working out well for me.
But it's important to have that relationship and understand that even in the very beginning, you know, even if you have one customer, if I was starting out today, they'd probably get tired of me because I'm just going to, you know, you don't have very many to follow up with. So you're just going to call that guy like 6 times a week and say, hey, look, I just let you know I'm still here. Posting on Facebook wall every week. So you get a few thousand customers, it makes it more challenging. But you're doing the right steps of trying to create a relationship. You know, make sure asking for referrals, that's a big thing that I still even need to work on. But, hey, who do you know needs some AMSOIL products? So send them my way, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of them like I take care of you. That's what I always tell them. So,
absolutely.
Where are you headed from here? What's on the next goal for you, Chuck?
I'm trying to move up the ladder again. But right now I'm working on one of my municipalities, one of my retail shelves referred me to my actual water department in my township. I'm working on them. They need 500 gallons of diesel oil. So I was over there trying to get them, you know, bite on that. It's close to a $10,000 order. So that'll give me a little boost, a little incentive to get my butt working a little more. And yeah, I'm just going to keep on swinging, keep on going, and things will happen. If you sit back, things won't happen. I know that for sure. That's a fact. If you don't go out there and do something, nothing's going to happen. That's what you get back, nothing.
Well, what keeps you motivated?
What keeps me motivated? Talking to you, listening to these calls, I don't know. I don't know what keeps me motivated, to be quite honest with you. I like doing it. You know, I like talking about Amsoil. I like, a lot of my people are into racing. I'm into that. So I'm meeting new people with the same interests, the same hobbies. And that's where I go. I'm into motorcycles. I'm into Harley-Davidson. So I'm always talking about Amsoil when I'm with my Harley guys, meeting new Harley guys. And, you know, I'm always going to have a shirt on. So if somebody's in back and we don't know any, Amsoil's going to be hitting them. And they're going to be in back of me because I ride kind of crazy. So they're going to see my shirt all the time.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge, Chuck. You need to come ride with me and Johnson Henley then. So,
whatever you want. One of these days you're going to have to come up to the New Jersey Bike Week.
Well, congratulations again. And just going to let you know that there's no rules against skipping any of the levels in Amsoil. You know, now that you're a direct jobber, just don't stay there too long. Shoot your sights for premier or even executive by next year. 5,000 commission credits for premier, and I think it's 8,000 for executive. Just keep moving up. If you could do one level a year even, that's a pretty good increase. That's a 50% increase in your business. So the higher up you get, the farther apart 50% becomes. But
reasonable goals, I don't want to set a goal too high where it's not achievable. So a reasonable goal is one level, and I'll take that. I want mine too, but I'll take one level.
Yeah. Congratulations again, Chuck. And we're looking for more good things for you from you in the future.
All righty. We'll try to please you there.
Thanks. The Amsoil Display Co-op program, and we're having great success with this new program that comes out. I probably get one or two messages a day that my customers are qualifying for this, which means they can get one of the Amsoil displays for a discounted price, and it's designed for the dealer it's an incentive for us dealers to get these displays in the customer's shops so that people can see Amsoil. So that, the minimum order for that is $300 for your account. So if you can get your account to order $300, you can order the Amsoil corrugated display for $42, I believe, plus $16 shipping and whatnot. So I've got a couple of those out there. Just beware, putting this corrugated display together can be challenging. If you got local accounts, it might be best if you put them together for them. You can have this thing shipped to your house. I've been shipping all of my local ones to my house, and I'm going to put it together here at the house and then go take it to their store. I did call up one of my retail on the shelf accounts in Alabama, Harley-Davidson shop, and it took two guys about 2 hours to put together. My first time, it took me about an hour of reading the directions and putting it together. So it is challenging. Just be aware of that. I'd just hate for somebody to get these things and, end up throwing them in the burn barrel because they're a pain in the butt. So just something to know. But they are eye-catching and attractive. If you get these, even if you have to buy one for yourself, if some of your accounts don't want them, there's no rules against you ordering one for your own use to display or take to take it to a new account. If they look for $300 order, I can order one of these for you, and maybe that'll give them an incentive to place an order. And that $300, just FYI, a $300 order, just to say about 20% of that is what you'd get at the direct driver level, so maybe 16% if you're just a dealer. But that's a $60 Amsoil commission on that, which is more than enough to cover that. Let's see, a $300 times 15% times that's $45. So even if you're just a regular dealer, you're going to make enough on that first order to put that there. And with these displays, they're going to attract more people to buy more Amsoil products. So hopefully those orders just keep rolling through. So that's one thing there. Andre, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what do you think about this program? I saw a few photos that you posted on Facebook of some of your accounts. Are they pretty well received?
Yeah, people like them, and basically, believe it or not, it's boosting the sale as well, because a customer walk into the shop and they see the nice looking bottle with the oil, it starts conversation. So it's make easier to sell for the guys. They don't need to ask, do you want to absorb? They already see it on the stand. So it's make easier life for your retail accounts. Plus, I actually get extra account. I have one shop right beside another shop. I install this shelf and for one account, and as soon I left, the guy called me and asked me, do I can install same shelf for him? I was sure if you register. So he registered right on the spot, make an order, and actually sell more oil than other guys. So it's definitely work, and it's very good tools to start your conversation even to new prospects. It's like what I'm doing right now. I come into the shop, start to talk and talk to him. We have new promotional program. It can help you. We try to make marketing for you, which is, I understand you guys busy, don't have time to do that. That's what we come in, help you with that a little bit. We have this nice new display. If you get new order for $500, I give you this for free. And people interested, they say, yeah, why not? Let's try it. You know, not everybody, but sometimes it's work. So it's good program. It's helped us a lot.
Awesome. Good deal. And so how many do you have out there now, do you know?
Right now about 30.
How many?
30. 30.
You have 30 of these displays out there.
Yep.
Wow. That beats my record. Andre, I thought I was doing good with about 6 of them out there, so I guess I better get to work.
I'm thinking, well, I'm lazy. And I am. I need to kick my ass every day to go and do something. It's just sometimes you get relaxed and then kick yourself on the end of the day. You can do more, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, there's always something to do. We never run out of things to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the other beauty about doing the MZOL. It's on you. How you feel? You feel working today is great. You don't. Nobody can tell you. You not show up on work, you're not gonna get paid. If you not show up, it's on you. Nobody can tell you what to do. Love it. I love it every day.
Well, congratulations on getting 30. Hopefully, you can get all of your accounts with placing orders and getting those things on board with you and. That would be pretty impressive there. So,
yeah, that's the goal.
That's for sure. That is the goal. Well, appreciate it, Andre. Thanks for that feedback on there. If you haven't gotten yourself, everybody listening in tonight, if you haven't got yourself some of these displays or at least have one to go show and some of your new customers and get them to order, that's just I think it's a great, great idea. Like Andre said.
Even make a picture of it and just show the customer. It helps you. As soon as customer actually can see it, it's much easier to visualize how it can be in his shop. You know, then you try to explain. Everybody have displays, but our actually look good.
That's true. Hey, you'd be surprised. A lot of these guys, I talked to one of my accounts, and they wanted $1,000. They said, well, you have to pay $1,000 for a display. I said, no, I'm going to give this to you. And they thought, really? And I said, yeah, I'm going to give it to you. Just place an order. And I'm not going to put an empty one up here. And he says, yeah, sure. And they placed an order right away. So, cool. Let's move on, I guess, to this email list thing. I was going to talk to you real quick. Running a little bit low on time. Should you start an email list? And, of course, the answer is yes. It's now easier than ever to stay in touch with your customers and accounts. And there's so many things out there you can do with these email newsletters. And I'm going to go over a couple of them. I did put a link in this week's dealer newsletter that goes over what it is, and I'm going to read from some of that. It says, what is an email newsletter? It is a content broadcast to your subscribers by email on a regular schedule. It can be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, what have you. And the content in the email newsletter is seen as valued editorial rather than a commercial message with a sales offer. So you're giving somebody something of value, so an educational, hey, did you know, and whatnot. Why do you need an email newsletter? That's one of the questions on there. And let's explore that the fact that, you know, there's no better way to get in front of a lot of customers for a low price. If you had to send 100, 500, 1,000 letters in the mail, that's going to cost you, 45-cent stamp times 1,000, that's $450. Let me just walk in and lost my train of thought. What are you doing? Oh, God. Anyhow, so here's the thing about the newsletters. Sorry about that, folks. A couple of things. So you got guaranteed reach, which means it's kind of like Facebook and Twitter or whatever. People miss those statuses. If you're on Facebook and you put out something on there about AMSOIL or whatever, if they're not looking at it at that time, it goes down their status. So most people don't go more than like one page back on their status report on their wall. They're going to miss what you put out there. Same thing with Twitter. If you have a couple thousand feeds on Twitter, you're not going to catch every time that person posts something to it. So, however, with the email, people tend to check their email a lot more carefully, and especially if they're one of your customers and they're wanting the subscription, and that's what the AMSOIL newsletter is. It's a subscription, so they are actually wanting this. If they don't want it, that means that they can unsubscribe, and then you just don't have to worry about it. You know which pile to put those folks in that they unsubscribe. That's the next thing is that they can subscribe and unsubscribe to your email if they don't want it. You can use it to announce new products. Anytime we have a new AMSOIL product, which is like every week it seems like, you can just put out something. Hey, we've got a new product you might be interested in, or revamping an old product. You can target your email newsletter. So you can make it broad and say, I want all my dealers, customers, and accounts, all my leads and everything to get my newsletter. Or you can say, well, I'm going to have a commercial newsletter, a retail on the shelf newsletter, a preferred customer newsletter, a dealer newsletter, and a leads newsletter, what have you. So you can have it broke up and have that content targeted to each individual customer if that's what you want. I would advise just start out with one, put everybody in one for now, and then put out, maybe one email a month or one email every 2 weeks or something like that, just to get yourself in the habit of doing this. You can also use it in conjunction with your blogging, which helps your search engine optimization. So you make a blog post, you put that in an email broadcast, say, I just wrote an article on my blog about the new CVT fluid. If you're interested, go check it out. So now they've got to click on that link. Now you can actually see who clicks on the links, and if they went to that site or not. And then when they click on your links, that means it's giving you search engine optimization for that website. So it can help you twofold ways. Customers are learning about your products, and they're also giving you some search engine stuff. Which email newsletter is the best? Chuck and I were talking before we hit the record button, and he was doing a few things, looking at some another program. I've been using one called iContact. You've been using that one for 5 or 6 years. There's another one called AWeber. That's probably the most popular one for bloggers and stuff like that. MailChimp is another one. And actually, this is a great one because it's free, up to 2,000 subscribers and 12,000 emails a month. So you got to remember, 12,000 emails, if you have 2,000 subscribers, That means you can send 6 emails during that month to those 2,000 people. Or if you want to send 1,000, you can send 12 times. So anyhow, but you can sign up for free for MailChimp. And then as your list grows or you need more features or whatever, you can add that and get a subscription. And it's really pretty reasonable. And I'm actually thinking about moving over to MailChimp because they have some great integration tools that work with WordPress. So if you're into the WordPress software for your website, it has some great features that allow that just integrate right seamlessly with MailChimp. Now, one thing I do want to put out there, if you're sending out emails based off from your email program, like your Gmail or your domain or whatnot, you're just sending out an email. 100 people, you're going to say, I'm going to send this mass email out. Well, our email service providers do not like that. They don't like mass emails because they think it's spam. If you're using an email service, that means you can, they have certain rules that they have to abide by. It's the CAN Spam Act, which means that they have to have the ability to unsubscribe if they don't want the email. And that allows more of your emails to get through and whatnot. So just be aware that by using a service like, PyContact, AWeber, MailChimp, or whatever, it's more likely to get through because it's not seen as spam. And like my service, you can actually click on a button. It will go through your message and look for words that seem spammy and tell you if this sounds like spam or looks like spam or whatever, and it will let you correct that before you send that out, so you're not getting spam. You're not sending out spam messages. And again, more and more of your people will then be able to read it and get through to that. So. Again, I did send this link, and it was really good. It talks about how to build an email list without spending a dime. There's a capture page. That's another thing about email. You can put that on your website, and here, subscribe for our training tools. Subscribe to my newsletter. Subscribe all these things, and people that are looking for AMSL products can then subscribe to yours, even if they're not a customer yet, and you can then have a chance to maybe sell them on why they should work with you as opposed to some other person out there. So that's it about the email. If you do have questions and whatnot, there are some tutorials. If you want to ask me, I've had an email newsletter going now for 6 or 8 years, and I do pay for it. So I have so many subscribers that I pay for every single month, and that's kind of how I've been running mine. Any questions on email or comments?
Michael, is that MailChimp or Chip?
MailChimp, C-H-I-M-P, like a chimpanzee, MailChimp.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
I just wanted to comment a little bit on the bulk email. When I was working for the university, well, I worked on it from both sides, both on the spam filter as like that we put in front, so that we prevent spam from coming in, and I also worked on the listserv, which was with our tool for sending out bulk email. And for incoming, we were using IronPort email appliances that would measure the spamminess of the filter of the incoming messages. If it was not from a known spam domain, we wouldn't even accept the connection before the email conversation even starts to take place. If it was beyond that, we'd also, if we accepted the connection, the email appliance would read the message and look for things that indicated spam, like all caps, Viagra, anything like this that was seen as probably this is spam, and it would put it into a quarantine so the people wouldn't even receive it in their inbox. They'd just get a quarantine digest at the end of the day so they could release stuff that was spam. And most of the people at the university didn't even bother to release anything from the quarantine because it was a pretty good engine for determining spam. As far as for the bulk email, if you tried to send bulk email, we would cut it off at the pass and not allow the connection to take place. We would we just quarantine everything on the outgoing mail because we thought it was a compromised account, and we wouldn't even allow it to be sent. So that's why we started using Listserv, which would allow the bulk email to go out. Also, what happens is with spam filters is ISPs will blacklist a site that's sending out spam, so that's why they're very conscious of it. That's because then no one could send out email from that, no one would accept email from that domain.
Yeah, yeah. If you get blacklisted, if your email or domain gets blacklisted, nobody can send email from that thing, even if it's just a regular mail to your best friend or your granny over in Seattle. It's not going to go through because you're blacklisted, and nobody will accept that. And it's hard to get off that list, I'm guessing, too, right?
It's a challenge, and as the ISP, because we were the administrators, we have to connect to the spam site and say, no, we had a compromised account, and we've locked down the compromised account, so therefore you can start accepting mail from us again, and then sometimes it'd take weeks for that to happen, them to start accepting mail from us again. Again, the Listserv software we use was Listserv from LSoft, and they also have a companion product called Maestro, which, among other things, would track click-throughs and everything else. Really good marketing stuff. I don't know. I know individuals can have Maestro and Listserv lists from LSoft, and I don't know the pricing on that for an individual.
Yeah, well, they can explore that. Normally, those enterprise things are kind of pricey for an individual, and it's really kind of, like I said, it's kind of hard to beat MailChimp for free, up to 2,000 subscribers and 12,000 emails a month. So, you know, after that, I think it's $10 for more or what have you. So, well, I appreciate your information, Paul. With that, I hope everybody has a great night, and go out there and sell some more AMSOL this week. It's the perfect time to do it. Good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
See ya.
Good night.